Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. We apologize in advance, a little bit too late for that if you heard hour one, but deal with it accordingly.
Just take some eggnog and chill out.
Yeah, schedule, you know, some therapy, whatever you need to do. But we got a lot of stuff to discuss and celebrate. We've had a great year here at the big show. And
define so, great.
Well, we've done some great diving. We've had some good fun, you know, socializing with our diving friends at some of the dive shows across the country and New Jersey and Long Beach, California, and then, you know, we did some diving in the Turks and Caicos, which was great. We're getting ready to go to the Maldives in 2016. What do you see for that one there, Santa? Hey, that could be an awesome trip, I think.
Maldives?
Yeah, Maldives. Yeah.
It's French for bad dives.
Is that what it is? I don't think
Maldives.
That's correct. I don't believe that is
correct. That's how you dive by the mall.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Jerry the Diver Guy and also M1 is with us via the web. So let's check in with Jerry here first, or both of you for that matter, I guess. You know, but Jerry, for the holidays, what will you be doing? Are you going to work in any diving? You got any diving instruction going on there at Mountain Divers during the holiday season, or are you kind of closed down right now? What do you think?
I've closed down right now.
Yeah.
I've got to get all this Christmas shopping done.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I got to listen to this Crapstravaganza.
Well, you have to do that, of course. And you probably should take this opportunity to mount Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa's lap and ask him what you would like.
Did you say mount? I'm sorry.
I believe I passed through that one.
Well, no, I mean, this is your opportunity.
Save that
I mean,
for the mermaids.
Well, no, you have to, you got to take care of the good little diver boys as well as girls.
Do you know what I remember?
What do you remember?
Jerry, I don't know if you've listened to Scuba Radio this
Never.
Long, but I remember back in the good old days when the shows leading up to Christmas were all about giving the gift of scuba.
Yeah.
And not about trying to get this smelly man into the studio more often. What happened to this damn show?
Well, you know, this is how we give back to, you know, those less fortunate.
I remember like something. Yeah. I remember a time when Bill didn't wear silly hats.
I do not
Are you
remember
guys enjoying
those times.
You're enjoying the popcorn there, aren't you,
this
Santa?
This is good popcorn.
And
this
Bubble Boy. And
heck yeah.
This is called Zebra popcorn.
Liquor chocolates and the whole thing.
Well, liquor flavored Redenbacher.
Yeah, yep. Well, yeah. It's actually Popcornopolis. So, popcorn, which is tasty stuff, huh? So, evidently, I did good for the crew this year. I wasn't sure if you guys...
Yeah.
I knew you guys would like the liquor chocolates. I had no question that would go down well with Drunken Santa. But I wasn't positive the popcorn thing would be such a hit. And it sounds so great while we do the radio show and have you guys eating popcorn. It really adds to the ambiance, doesn't it, there, Jerry?
You need to bring the popper in there and pop some while you're on the radio.
Oh, do like Jiffy Pop and have something going on.
Jiffy Pop? How old are you?
107.
Oh, well, they still make that stuff.
As old as you because you totally got it. So in your face.
That's a good point.
Here's a Scuba Radio helpful tip.
Is it?
Do not put tinfoil in the microwave.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
Bill's favorite
Sounds
disco
like he
song,
knows this.
Popcorn.
But what do you think, Jerry? What do you want for, you know, Scuba Radio Christmas? What, from a diving perspective, What do you want to do, more trips? Is there a particular place you want to go, or what are you thinking?
Well, I want to go on this Maldives trip with y'all.
Well,
I mean,
that'd be easy.
Know, make it work, Santa.
Well, all you have to do is call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Santa could do that for you.
I want Santa to give that to me.
You want Santa?
Yeah, support our
good
sponsors,
boy all year.
Jerry.
Okay, well, that's one.
So I'll just cut his spring water off.
Hey, oh,
I've got
Krampus?
I got a stash right here.
Yeah,
in his liver.
Yeah. Actually, I did.
You can pull that out and shake it at you.
Okay, let's not pull anything out.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know, and we don't want to really know. But all right, so you'd like to go to the Maldives, and once again, we just announced that trip last week,
delicious.
August 13th, 2016, in the Maldives on the brand new boat, the Carpi Nova, which is just a beautiful brand new spanking boat. It'll actually start sailing in March.
Spanking boat?
Yeah, well, could be.
It's a brand new spanking boat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey now!
Hey,
said it like that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing is, it sails in March. That's when the first official trips with the Carpi Nova start sailing. However, we won't go till August. So they'll have all the shakedown crew stuff all squared away. It'll be a fine oiled machine by the time, which goes back to the spanking. But, you know, by the time we get to the Maldives in August, it'll be ready to go. And it'll be an awesome trip. And, yeah, Jerry, you should go. All of you guys should go. Even Drunken Santa should go. I bet,
okay.
You know,
draw the line there.
Well, I don't know. Santa, what do you think? Would you consider such a thing? I mean, you're off at that
well,
time.
You'd have to be sober for part of the day.
I am
to get
down.
Well, he could get a good bath.
I am down with True. Oil and spanking.
Okay. Actually, you're supposed to take on some more duties in 2016 because it'll be Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor.
That's duties.
Yeah.
Not duties.
Okay, says you.
It's duties.
You know, but, you know, the thing is that you're supposed to take on this persona of Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor.
Do I have to learn how to tie knots? Because that's a deal breaker.
No, but you got to sing like a drunken sailor.
What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Yeah.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken
Spank
sailor?
Spank them and oil them up.
Can Elisa
no
be,
thanks, mister.
Greg, can Elisa be Drunken Sailor Moon?
What is that? Some did he make some anime reference?
I don't know what I don't know what he's saying.
It's anime, Greg. It's anime.
Okay.
It's a, when it, what?
It's an anemone.
Anemone. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Who's right. drunk?
Hey. Well, anyone want to answer that?
Who's not?
Me. I'm the only one. I'm kind of keeping this ship. Well, I won't even
Greg
take
is Greg very
that.
Responsible.
I'm trying to be, but it didn't really make
He's
any difference.
He's got to push all those buttons.
Yeah. All right. So you want to go to the Maldives, but anywhere else? I mean, you're still working on this trip down to the Keys, so we're working on a little excursion maybe the first quarter of 2016 to do like a wreck trek right there, Jerry?
Yeah, we're still working on that, you know. We got to get all that stuff lined out. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind to take a jet set over to Bimini to
okay.
see the Great Hammerhead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got till, you know, March or so where before the Hammerheads start to move on. But they definitely are kind of hanging out there right now. So this is definitely the time to consider heading over to Bimini, as you heard
Neil
Watson.
A good time
Watson.
To go see the dive god,
yep.
Neil Watson.
Mr. Watson is over. Matter of fact, we probably need to check in with him. I don't know. He'd probably be just like Elisa and say, you know, what do you want for Christmas? He goes, I've had that and then some. You know what I mean? When you've done everything that the dive god has done.
Elisa.
He wants Elisa. Is that what you just said? Or Bubble Boy?
Nice.
Bubble Boy
hey,
just mounted Santa.
Listen,
and got
keep
up
your hands
said,
above the counter. Keep your hands where I can see them.
My fingers are numb.
You're supposed to, yeah. Isn't Santa supposed to ask what you want for Christmas before you just go up there and say it, Elisa?
I thought he was good cop.
Yeah, are you? What are you exactly?
I am the law.
You are the law.
I do whatever it takes, and sometimes that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I got that reference. Yeah, all right. Well, Mark is here as well. Mark, what do you want? I know you're going to the Caymans in 2016, right? Isn't that the plan?
I have to say that again, Greg. You were breaking up there.
Oh, yeah.
Mark.
Apparently, Broken Santa is in Cayman Island connection.
Diving.
You got to quit it, Santa. That is just not appropriate.
Santa's a prankster.
He is.
He's a right jolly old elf.
Wacky funster. No doubt about it. Yeah, no, you're going to the Cayman Islands, right? In 2016, Mark? That is the plan. Am I right? No, he's not even
Cayman Islands.
Cayman. I know that is the plan. And they have better internet connection there in the Caymans than evidently Mark does at his house today. But that's okay. It's Christmas time. We don't
blame Krampus.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe. A sleigh full of presents for a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day in a big old man array would make my Christmas wishes come true.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show.
Hey, thanks for all the presents, big guy.
Well, there you go.
All the best from the Scuba Cowboy.
We could do that and just have him record something, or we could have him live on Scuba Radio right now. The Scuba Cowboy is with us via the web. How are you, pup?
I'm absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Hey, do you have snow there in Colorado where you're at right now, or no?
As a matter of fact, we do. We just got a fresh batch yesterday.
Yeah? Okay, good deal. Well, we got Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa in the studio with us, you know. So this is your opportunity to, you know, sit on his lap and ask him what you would prefer to get for Christmas this year.
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Okay. That's because you're not here. If you were here, you would realize what a horrible, horrible idea that would be.
You know, it's funny. When we had Elisa and Valentina on, they seemed to be creeped out just even though they weren't in the same room.
They're digging what Santa's putting out.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Okay. They're digging me.
All right. Well, go ahead and mount him there, pup.
That's a hold on. Hold
God,
on.
Greg.
I was going to let Bill do it in my stead.
Okay, well, Bill.
Nobody wants that.
Jump up on that. And,
nobody wants that.
Jump up there. And
is that a candy cane in his pocket?
Hey, brother.
Yes. I don't think he's happy to see me.
It's a cigar.
It's a cigar.
And sometimes a cigar is not just a cigar. Trust me on this.
Okay.
I know. Thank you. Sigourney Weaver
and Bob Seger.
All right. Well, I mean, it is that time of year. I know you're playing. You're doing a lot of gigs and stuff right
now. Siegfried and Roy. Who said that?
So what do you want? Do you want music equipment for Christmas, or do you want some kind of diving excursion or adventure? What would you tell Santa there, pup? What do you think?
You know, I always love music equipment, but I got to say another diving adventure would be good.
Okay. More picks it is.
More
guitar picks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to give him a guitar pick.
They're special guitar picks with a little paw print on them.
Well, a little paw print. Well, he already has those, I think.
Yeah, where do you think he got them from?
Oh, okay. He got them from Drunken Santa, of course.
When you throw them out to the crowd,
yeah.
You need to constantly replenish the supply.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go.
Maybe a pro musician would know that, Greg. You would not know that.
Well, I'm not a pro musician, so.
Tell him, pup.
Yeah. All right. Well,
this is true. It's okay. A part of the show.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about diving wise? Can you give him something that, you know, would affect his diving for 2016? Maybe they're drunk.
Well,
Santa,
I could maybe give him something to make him catch a little bit less lobster than I do, so that I have a chance next time.
Yeah. That's what you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so you would like to give him the
maybe
gift
I would,
of not being able
maybe
to catch.
I would hide his tickle stick.
Okay.
He's too good at catching lobsters.
All right, I'm getting off his lap now.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. We are done with him trying to hide the tickle stick.
Mm-hmm.
This game is over.
Yeah. Stick your hand in a crack.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah. Might not get it back. But, all right, so do you have any diving plans set for the first quarter yet here, pup, or not so much? You're just kind of gigging right now. Is that what it is?
Right? I'm kind of gigging locally, and I'm trying to wrap up, honestly, four different albums. So I'm staying at home. I might go down to Dallas in January, but no diving plans. And, of course, I'll be up in Chicago at the end of February, and then, you know, pretty much busy all the way till BTS.
Right. So. Yeah, so there's a Texas dive show you're going to, hopefully in January, but definitely Our World Underwater in Chicago. Is that the plan, right?
Yep, for sure.
All right, very good. And anything else, any other Christmas guidance you can give him there, Drunken Santa, you think, to just kind of, you know, do something special for the Scuba Cowboy? I mean, it's not very often that you have this opportunity to connect with your, you know, good little diver boys and girls. Than right now.
Maybe some car insurance.
That's not really for him.
Specifically, the covers rentals.
Yeah. Oh, brother. I'm sorry, pup, but, you know, you agreed to come on. You know, hear what I'm saying?
I do. I know what I am subject to at any time, so.
Well, he's got all the musical equipment he needs. He doesn't need any.
So he just
you know you could send a spare mermaid my way or something, you know, a little older, you know, a little more my age range. That'd
you're
be okay.
You're thinking of Hugh Hefner. I'm trying to wrangle my own mermaids, and Greg is not being very helpful.
What do you mean?
All our mermaids are connecting to us via the internet, and I see plenty of women on the internet already.
Well, that's the only way they will interact with you, let alone us.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Again, ladies, cover your webcams.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Yeah, Greg keeps getting mermaids that can smell, and that's working against your game, apparently.
Yeah.
Santa does have my own signature scent.
Well, you know.
It's candy canes and awesome.
No, wait a minute. The Scuba Cowboy does have Tiffany, his daughter. who helps us out.
All right, please don't make this more uncomfortable than it needs to be.
She's a good girl. Yeah,
yes, let's try really hard. Huh?
She's a good girl, Greg. Stop it.
Well, I didn't say anything to the contrary.
Pop, I apologize for Greg the Dive Master. He's way out of line.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, you know, we do have some plans for 2016 to do some pretty crazy diving. And we are working on a plan to go run down to the Keys with Jerry the Diver Guy. What does that sound like to you there, pup? Would you want to join us for that little adventure, maybe?
We're looking absolutely. At just let me know the dates way ahead of time, because I'll book some stuff up, and I definitely will probably make a Florida run or two. It's just kind of whatever weekends I want to go. I got a lot of people inviting me to come down and play, so
yeah.
It's this Saturday. I just want to stay busy.
It's this Saturday.
No, it's not. No,
well, nothing like giving me a lot of notice.
No. Well, no, we're talking about making it like a spring break thing, right, Jerry? That's what we're thinking. This would be like a diving spring break run down to the Florida.
Am I correct? We want you there, pup.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
You like
just
that idea?
I'll pick you up.
Yeah, a bunch of 50-year-old men walking down the beach trying to enjoy a spring break.
Wait, Bill, do you want to go or no?
What?
You don't sound like you want to go.
I want to go diving. I do want to go diving.
Okay, well, you're not invited.
Thank
so
you.
What a
appreciate
jerk.
That.
What a jerk.
Wait, me or him?
You are there. Drunk with power, my friend. Pull back. It's a Christmas season. How about a little giving?
A little giving?
Why can't you give Bill a trip?
I'll give him the gift of scuba.
There you go.
Okay, and then you can come with us. How about that?
Thank you.
It'd be one of those old guys walking down to the beach that
are perfect.
Out of place.
One of them is wearing
break.
A tiny hat.
Yeah, it could be. That we would fit right in with that. All right, we got more coming up for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza, and we apologize.
Look out for Krampus!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the Scuba Radio Crabstravaganza show. It's the gift that just keeps on giving whether you want it or not, kind of thing. It's what we got going
on. Very
today.
Much like syphilis.
Okay. That's one way to look at it. But Drunken Santa's in the studio. This is the one time of year we let him in to spread Christmas cheer and then wipe it off with some disinfectant shortly
testing
thereafter.
Testing 1, 2. Hello. Come in over.
Okay.
Is the microphone on?
You were saying during the commercial break you had something you wanted to share. There was some kind of proclamation or something you would like to do, or what is it?
Proclamation?
I don't know. What was this?
I said that I would like to make everyone feel a little bit more like it's Christmas.
Okay. How would you do this?
It's going to jingle our bells.
Oh.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Did you ever promise me a rose garden?
No.
Okay. Never.
Got to be a little rain sometimes.
Okay. And you were saying?
Since we're in Florida and it's really hot.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no
snow.
Doesn't
feel like Christmas here because it's too warm.
It
good diving weather maybe.
I do have something that'll put us a little more in the Christmas spirit. And I want everyone to get really close to the radio. Turn up the volume.
Are you going to make a snow?
Okay, ready?
Get you popcorn in their ear.
Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Close
I'm
your eyes.
Yeah.
And you feel the Christmas spirit. Ready?
Sounds like I'm opening a Christmas present.
No, that's fire, you big dummy.
It's a Yule log.
Ah.
Burning, keeping the home fires burning.
Oh, God, help us.
It's warm. Feel it.
Wow.
Feel its warmth.
That, you know,
it smells like a Kuwaiti oil
I feel
fire.
It, but it's more of kind of like a...
I can smell it.
It sounds more like you're too drunk to open a piece of candy.
It smells like popcorn.
Well, because it is popcorn.
As will my farts later.
Oh, brother. You know, I apologize in advance.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay. Well, Drunken Santa, he's turned into a fully... expert now. And that sounds like that's supposed to be a fire in the fireplace.
Can't beat Foley experts.
Yeah, well, you can. But this is the best we got.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
For all the Spanish speakers, this is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crepstravaganza, which is, it's kind of a universal language when you say that. It translates across all languages when you say it like that. Did you know that, Bill?
I did know that. I actually saw a funny piece of graffiti.
You did?
Yeah, a big strip mall with a sign on it that just said, for lease, and someone had spray-painted Navidad underneath it. For lease, Navidad.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Okay, God so help
it's
you.
The damn song that you just played 40 times because you couldn't get the recording down right, I think, coming into this segment.
Bill's getting a joke book for Christmas.
If you say so. All right. Well, Santa's really thought that one through quite well. For all right. Look, Captain Cocktail is on the line, guys. For Lease Navidad. Some people know him as Captain Cocktail.
Oh, others
know
Jesus.
Him as
for
Jeff.
Lease Navidad. Where'd you get that joke, Bill? Dust that one off, huh?
Hey, they can't all be winners. I go for quantity.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas? We're here at the boat parade getting ready to get started here. What's going on up
excellent.
There?
Excellent. Hey, we're doing our Christmas Crapstravaganza show, and I couldn't imagine doing such a thing without at least having one appearance by Captain Cocktail. And, it's that time of year.
You got Drunken Santa, you call Drunken Sailor, huh? All right, we're good.
Yeah, well, that's the role he plays for the rest of the year, at least starting in 2016. But right now, yeah, he's still Drunken Santa. But
nice. But
you guys have the Christmas light boat parade going on down there, huh, Jeff?
Is that the deal? We're having the big dockside Christmas party. The boat parade comes by in Pompano Beach.
Very nice.
It should be here in about 20, 30 minutes. The weather is not cooperating really good, but it looks like it's going to clear up. Should have a pretty good night.
Excellent. And I know you were doing some diving. You never did work out your Santa dive, did you? Or did you?
Unfortunately, we did. Mother Nature did not cooperate with us this year. Even on our rain date, it actually rained.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
that dirty hard.
We kind of gave up, and we'll just save it again for next year.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. And I don't know, Santa, would you go down there and help them out?
Absolutely.
Or do you guys have a different Drunken Santa that helps you out? Well, it's not drunk when you're diving, but you have another Santa, or who is your Santa down there? Well, it's the real Santa. Where is it?
Well, our Santa is actually Jose.
Of course.
Jose Santa. He has a beard that is white as Santa's, and we actually don't even have to put a beard on him. He already has one.
Interesting. So he goes underwater on scuba gear and a Santa suit, and he says, Feliz Navidad. Or Feliz Navidad.
There you go. See how that all tied in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I should be a radio.
I heard there was a lot of beards down there in South Florida.
Hello.
Okay. Jeff is
you got him choking over there.
What are you smoking? Always, Christmas cigar
always,
or what?
Always make sure you properly iced your cocktail.
Okay.
Hydrate.
Yes.
Hydrate,
my friend. That's right.
Absolutely. So I don't know. What are you hoping for Christmas this year there, Jeff? Another boat at South Florida Diving Headquarters, or you got enough of those already? What do you think?
Absolutely not.
No boats. Santa?
What am I hoping for?
Yeah.
The Scuba Radio Mermaids will come down.
Everybody wants the mermaid.
That's a very popular request.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm way back on the line, huh?
Well, there's a list, and you're definitely on the naughty list, but most of the people that are on...
Speaking of mermaids, I met a mermaid yesterday. She actually does the Yankee Trader show in Fort Lauderdale.
Marina Medusa, whatever her name is. Which one?
Her name is Liz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Greg knows Liz. Her well.
It's simple. Three letters, Liz.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wait, you mean at the rec bar at the Yankee Clipper?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get them hooked up with you guys.
Okay, excellent. So you gave her the whole spiel.
I told them all about you.
Yeah.
You work hard. No, you travel all over the place. You don't get paid. And you carry Greg's luggage. They said they're in.
Hey!
Wow!
Who could resist mermaid. Such an alluring proposition?
Yeah, well, they do some kind of show down there weekly, right? Were you down there and you saw them do their show at the Yankee Clipper, the rec bar?
She was she's a flyboarder. You know, we do that flyboard thing too, and she's a flyboarder. And we're going to get her out on the boat to do some. A couple of the girls want to come out and do some exhibitions with us on the boats. With the nurse sharks.
Well, it turns out that Drunken Santa is also an exhibitionist, so if you need him too to do some exhibiting. Exhibiting?
Yeah, right. No wagers.
What about getting...
Wait a minute. I don't want Drunken Santa doing any exhibition.
Well, what about Drunken Santa on the flyboard? That's that'd be a pretty cool visual, wouldn't it?
I'd pay money to see.
That would be awesome.
Forget Rudolph. You don't need flying reindeer.
Maybe I could deliver my presents that way.
On a flyboard.
Just drop them off.
You have to stay over
just
water,
though. Close to the dock and just chuck them over.
Yeah, that would be very entertaining. Yeah.
Drunken Santa dives in the water and comes out with a fish in his mouth. Now that would be priceless.
You're thinking of Drunken Otter.
Okay.
His brother.
Yeah. I mean, what holiday would that be connected to?
Can't say right now.
Groundhog Day, maybe? I don't know.
Festivus.
Okay, of course.
Festivus. Yes. Oh, my God, I haven't thought of that in years.
Yeah, well. Festivus for the rest of us. It's the otter holiday.
I like the otter feast one. Of fate or whatever it was. Yeah. The feast of, what was it? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
The trial he had.
The feats of strength.
Of fear or something.
Yeah, feats of strength. Feats of strength. Well, followed by the airing of grievances.
Airing of grievances.
Well, tell me this, Jeff. What are you selling more of right now? Like gift certificates to dives for people that want to get something for the diver on their list? Or are you doing more flyboarding stuff right now?
Most people are buying gift certificates for charters to go out and dive. That way they can use it anytime they want. You know, if they're divers, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Equipment, you never know, size or if they like that type of equipment. But, hey, everybody wants to dive.
Sometimes a mermaid puts on 5 pounds, won't fit into her wetsuit.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But is that, are you getting
their body weight.
Are you getting a lot of the divers that are doing the flyboarding thing on their surface interval between dives or what?
Not between dives. You mean after they get back in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, usually if they don't have an afternoon, they don't go back in the afternoon, we get some of the guys that will go out and try it out. They love it.
You don't want to fly too high after you dive, Greg. It's a health issue.
No, it's not. You don't go that. The highest you can go with on one of those flyboards is what? 30 feet? Can you get that high on one of them things or more?
You can get about 40 feet.
40 feet. And the inland waterway down there in Pompano Beach.
But not under the bridge.
Well, you could go under the bridge, but you may...
Only if the bridge is more than 40 feet above the water.
Yeah.
And really, I'd want 50.
And I'd want the video of it, because I'd get a lot of hits on YouTube, I have a feeling.
I get a lot of hits on the bridge.
Was stuck, and they called me over to see if I could help them lift it up. So I had to get underneath it like Hercules with a flyboard.
Yeah, you were like Iron Man.
Put it right up.
Nice. Yeah. He's a liar. Yeah.
Look for the YouTube video.
Yeah,
Google it.
Yeah. Well, what do you want for Christmas? Seriously, other than booze, which obviously you're getting your fill of tonight, Captain Cocktail. Would you? Seriously, you're not going to get one of those. You can't. You're not allowed to. You can't handle a mermaid at your age.
I can dream, can I?
Yeah,
Santa will also bring him little blue pills in his stocking.
Okay,
that's my dream,
brother.
You got to bring Drunken Santa down here.
It's a package deal, Greg.
Is that what it is?
It helps your package.
Oh, isn't there a disclaimer we're supposed to run right now?
Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah. Well, this is our Christmas party, and you're having your Christmas party. It's just that time of year. You have your whole crew out there on the dock watching the Christmas lights or getting ready to watch the Christmas lights?
Yeah, everybody's showing up. Crew, customers, friends. couple of hobos, I think, that were already here. But we're going to feed them anyway. It's Christmas.
So you have your own drunken Santas down there that are just crashing your party.
Hey,
it's a universal thing.
Yeah. That's right, man.
Well, you know, us divers, we like to share the love, don't we? We're just a giving group. Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of how it is with Drunken Santa. You know, he's passed out in front of the studio, you know, year-round. This is the only time we'll actually let him in and enable him to drink some more. So,
perfect.
All right.
It's the only shows that have any ratings worth a crap.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Ratings?
Yeah. What are those?
I thought you had to pay to be on air.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Are you heading out to anywhere after the holidays or for the holidays? You're going to go do some diving somewhere else, or are you going to just stay put and take care of all the divers and pumping up?
I don't think so. We're hanging close this year.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and then New Year's is coming.
Yeah.
Might shoot over and see my buddy Neil, you know, Junior over in Bimini.
Yeah, it is shark season. Absolutely. All right, so it's on the list of a lot of divers, too, we're finding out as we progress through the Christmas show Crapstravaganza. Mermaids and sharks.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is Explorer Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
If you're listening, you're probably someone who's passionate about scuba diving. Chances are you remember who introduced you to diving and that first experience underwater. Maybe it impacted your life, relationship, or career in some meaningful way. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for family, friends, or children over 10 this year, pay it forward with a Patty e-learning gift pass. Give them a gift they'll always remember. Give them the gift of diving. For details, visit patty.com/giftpass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
That's a hell of a catch, Peter.
Guys, this is great. Not only will I be able to put food on the table and pay all my bills, I'll also be able to finance my Christmas album.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as...
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget...
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite...
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas.
Everyone join hands. We literally just have one segment left here on the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. Couldn't have come sooner, but it. What are you going to do?
This final segment is only about an hour and 45 minutes late.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, it just flew by. It just feels like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Flew by like a stale fart.
Okay. Anyway, you know, we're talking to Captain Cocktail down there in Pompano, and the scuba gal boy pointed something out. You think getting on one of those flyboards would be a nice little thing you'd like to do in 2016 or what there, pup? What are you thinking?
Oh, we don't even have to wait till 2016, but sure, you know, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think shooting a music video of one of the scuba songs on there would be a great, you know, it'd just be a nice little segue. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of look like Iron Man when you're on one of those flyboard things, because you get these jet, you know, water jets.
I think a cover song might be good.
You know, I kind of look like Iron Man. You kind of look like just, you know, a jellyfish on a thing or something. But
all right, I think his mic is going.
Greg looks like one of those big things that are filled with air that are at the car dealerships that go. they put air into and it entices you
Santa,
to come by a car.
You've had one too many liquor chocolates. Obviously, cut him off, Bubble
liquor
Boy.
What?
Will you? All right, so that sounds like a cool thing we could add to the list for sure. I'm sure Jeff would hook us up on a flyboard for.
And when he's on the flyboard,
a scuba cowboy video.
He could do a cover song. Anima, Anima.
Bubble Boy, what part of cut him off did you not understand?
Get all it? Because right. There's water shooting out?
Yeah.
Someone okay. Feed him another drink.
Yeah. All right.
You tell him, Plop.
Mark, M1, where do you want to
yes,
go?
Sir.
What do you want? Where
I
do you want
to go? Caymans.
Okay. That,
Caymans, man. I want to go to Caymans.
Yeah, well, you are going to Caymans.
You're breaking
aren't
up
you?
With Caymans.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've already had your Christmas wish come true, or it's you see
indeed.
It.
Indeed.
It's scheduled. Okay. And so what are you planning to do? When are you going to Cayman?
Jim Neighbor.
What do you think?
I'm going to Cayman in September.
September. Okay. Very good. All right. So you'll go in September to the Cayman Islands and make your Christmas wish come true. See, that's how you have to be proactive on these gifts that you want to give yourself, don't you, Santa? Sometimes you got to take the initiative.
I do not
upon
have
yourself.
Acne.
What?
Proactive.
Oh, brother.
That's that. The guy from The Voice.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Jerry the Diver guy? Where would you like to go? You mentioned the Maldives earlier, but surely the list is longer than just the Maldives. Am I right?
Anywhere that's warm.
Anywhere that's warm, you'd like to dive.
Jimmy's
Keep me
toilet.
Out of the mountains.
Jimmy's turlet is what.
No, I heard Santa. He likes to go high altitude diving in his favorite place.
Jimmy's toilet in Denver, Colorado, or
no, it's in Chile.
Lake Titicaca.
What?
Exactly, Bill. Lake Titicaca.
What is going on here? What is? I don't even
the
know.
The highest
what that means.
Navigable body of water
is in
on
Chile?
Earth.
Is that what it is, Bill?
Yeah. Between the border of Chile and Bolivia, I think.
That's right.
Hmm.
Lake Titicaca.
So it would be altitude diving. Or are we still talking about a toilet on.
Little column A, little column B.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my toilet's called Lake Cockatitty.
Okay. What about you, Bill? What do you think? Where do you want to dive this year? Or what do you know, if you were trying to make your Christmas wish come true?
Were there a chance that I might be able to dive somewhere?
Period.
I just want to dive, for goodness sake.
You just want to dive.
I just want to dive. I was in the Bahamas this past weekend. No diving. I should have dove in the Bahamas.
You really should. I can't believe you went on the cruise and you didn't at least do some snorkeling.
It just wasn't in the car.
Bill, did you at least go to the pool?
55.
Did you go to the pool? Yeah.
I did not go to the pool. I didn't go to the hot tub. I did no getting wet.
Did you take a shower?
Once.
Yeah, at this point, taking a shower may count as
that
a dive
may be
for
my
you.
Best dive of the year. Shower. Dag nabbit, I need to get in the water. Yeah. I need to get wet. I need to go down to the Keys to what I need to do. I want to go down to the Keys this year.
Amen, brother.
All right, amen. Sounds good. Bubble Boy, what do you think? Is there a dive location somewhere on the planet that you'd like to have on your Christmas list that you could personally make come true, you think?
Greg, could you take me to Fiji?
No, first of all, Greg doesn't take anyone anywhere. But
you
would like
mermaid?
To go to Fiji.
But I got breast implants.
That will not help.
I did think they were looking kind of perky today.
Exactly.
Is that what you call them?
They're filled with beer.
Yeah.
They're a little nipply.
Yeah. Well, it's cold in here. But Fiji, that's on my list. So I'd agree with you on that. I would not take you, but I would go with you.
I would let you go.
Yeah. I would let you go to Fiji and maybe come along for fun and frolic.
Waikiki.
Yeah. No, not Waikiki. That's Hawaii.
I know.
But Fiji would definitely be a place I'd want to go. And what about you, Santa? You know, we'll end this whole crab extravaganza with your choice of diving locations that, you know, maybe you could share with the world. What do you think?
I would like to go ice diving, and I would visit the Island of Misfit Toys.
Okay.
Because everyone's always calling me an ice hole.
Oh, brother.
Who wants a squirt gun filled with jelly? No one wants a squirt gun filled with jelly.
Actually, that sounds kind of cool.
Doesn't what about it? A Charlie in the Box?
Ew, boy.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. We're going to need some blessing after this show. There's no doubt about it. All right, well, there you go. That's our Scuba Radio Christmas Trap Extravaganza. We apologized in advance. I'll apologize one more time just for the hell of it. And talk to you again next week. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down there, it's better.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.